classic Mobb Deep. Turn me up loud. All my hip hop heads overseas know who I be. DJ Rampage.
Papers lines. I'm the quiet storm who fight rhyme. P, yeah, you heard of him, but I ain't concerned with them. I'll pop more guns than you holding them. Make my route while the sun's out and scold your men. Unload 10 in broad daylight. Get right, get life. Hop on my 98 dirt bike. You try to stop minds from growing. I make your blood stop flowing. Take affirmative action to any ass if he asking. Now here come the Mac. Use a blower. Trying to speak the done language. What the drilly with that though? It ain't banging. You hooked on Marphonics. Infamous Bonics, lying to the pop dog like you got it. You ain't no wildin' out for the night, fist thrower. Rusty Ash Cola, we lit it.
It's just a real shit to make them feel. Lump them in the club and have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs in your eardrum, the raw uncut. Have it looking OD, cause it's never enough. It's the real shit to make them feel. Lump them in the clubs and have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs in your eardrum, the raw uncut. Have it looking OD, cause it's never
yo,
enough.
Yo, the P-Rock 40-inch cables, drinking white label. My chain hang down on my piece bang glass tables. Diamonds and before the fame do. Like me, ho. Are you the same too? Going through the emotions. Holding long down my pants, leg limping. Killer B, you still living. Even my pops too. He taught me how to when I was 7. I used to crazy. I couldn't even look because the loud sound used to scare me. I love my pops for that. I love my black. I take the life of anybody trying to change what's left. And through all of that, and ain't scared to death. All y'all brand new, just scared to death. I spent too many nights getting right, wasting my life.
Back on the Rubicon with James Lewis, 3SXM channel 141. HUR Voices. I have Pax Fordham with me. He comes in every summer and blesses us. I mean, Pax isn't a student anymore, so you're a grown man. So I know that at some point you're going to be going off to California or somewhere, Florida, hey. New York City, back to D.C., and I won't really see you that much except for when you're home to visit your family during the holiday season. But Pax was telling us in the last segment about his internship in Congress or with the Black Caucus.
Yeah.
So he's in D.C. all summer, movers and shakers. What did you learn about healthcare? Because healthcare is such a huge issue, and that's actually the impetus for this show. So we've been on doing sports on Sirius for almost 2 years now, and I've been doing a sports show, the Land State Radio Network, for 10 years. We've dabbled in healthcare and had the opportunity to get this huge platform and do a healthcare show about what's going on in the African-American community and bring in people like yourselves. So we bring in policy administrators. We bring in people from Congress. It's not partisans. I talk to MAGAs. I talk to far leftists, anyone that wants to talk about healthcare and how it can impact the African-American community. I will sit and spend an hour with them and chop it up. What did you see from a healthcare perspective as far as the work that you've done? And did healthcare come up in the circles? I mean, obviously you had the big, beautiful bill that was passed recently that's had significant cuts to Medicaid. There are individuals like myself that have worked in Medicare for many years that have concerns that Medicare could get cut. I'm sure your parents ultimately, when they age in, I mean, I don't want to date your parents and say that they're about to be on Medicare, but you know, in years down the road,
they got gray hairs.
People like myself, I want to know that when I'm old and gimping around, I want to know that I'm going to have some coverage.
Right. Right.
And you don't know if that's going to happen. I mean, it's really changed. I've been a healthcare executive for many years and I've run Medicare Advantage programs. What did you see in your time in D.C. as far as the tenor and the culture and the thoughts on healthcare?
Yeah, you know, I mean, just like you said, most of my time was tainted by the, you know, eccentric stuff that's kind of going on in this particular season. A lot of stuff we were covering was on Trump's big, beautiful bill that recently got passed with the, what is it, $900 billion cuts to Medicaid and Medicare. You know, I mean, you've probably talked a lot about the different concerns and takeaways you've had about it. I think one thing that kind of just makes me sad with a lot about these issues is just the way things are kind of twisted in the media to sell it to people.
Okay.
So it's like, for example, majority of recipients on healthcare are working, probably disabled. I mean, on Medicaid are working, disabled, or have some other reason that makes them qualified and have to need this care for some reason.
Okay.
But it's sad to me. It's like, you know, when you're looking at how the politicians who are voting for it, spinning it, or even the news and whatnot, you're painting this overall narrative of, if you look at most House representatives or most senators on the Republican side, most of their points were, oh yeah, you know, we're just trying to get the 18-year-old who's living with his parents and doesn't want to get a job and blah, 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 and we're trying to get him off the street, which is a lot. It opened my eyes to the fact that a lot of the issues we talk about and debate within these platforms are us characterizing a wide issue based off a tiny group of people. Okay. We're not talking about the elderly couple or the disabled person or whatnot. That's what I'm saying.
You're cherry picking, basically, for your argument. So you're cherry picking a small group of individuals. Like, for example, I see a lot of this. You'll have, unfortunately, and your generation has mastered this much better than my generation. You will have people that do TikToks and say that, hey, I have 4 children out of wedlock and 4 different baby daddies, and I'm receiving $500 a kid or $1,000 a kid in EBT, and we're living it up and all of these things. People will cherry pick someone like that and say that that's the status quo.
Right.
It's individuals that are using Medicaid to fund their lifestyle that is not a traditional, not a traditional Christian lifestyle.
Sure.
That, you know, based on Christian practices that America has evoked for the last 250 years, doesn't really apply to Elon Musk, but it's do as I say, not as I do.
Sure.
But that person, the welfare queen, is draining the system, when statistics show that that's a very small cohort. And I try not to get into politics. I try not to play the race card. I mean, this show is about healthcare for the African-American culture,
cool,
because there is no other show that's really designated to support our culture.
Mm.
But I don't really perpetuate on this show that, you know, people outside of culture are the enemies or looking to take from you.
Sure.
That's not really what this is about. But what I have seen is someone that's run health plans, a lot of people that are hurt by these cuts are actually in Trump's base.
Yeah.
Are actually rural Caucasian people in West Virginia.
I mean,
in Appalachia, Western Pennsylvania, Western Maryland, the Carolinas, then getting into the South where we live, you know, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Georgia. That's Trump's base. And a lot of the cuts are coming from those parts of the country. I mean, I think areas that are extremely liberal, they have state protective safety nets in California, you know, D.C., which is a liberal area, New York City, you know, in the state of New York, Illinois, they have different programs. But to me, it seems that Trump's base is actually going to take more L's on this than the individuals that are supposedly the welfare queen.
I mean, two things that add to that. You know, me growing up in Nashville, you being from Baltimore, we're used to a hospital being on every block, right?
Absolutely.
Think about if you're from Montgomery or Mobile, where there's not really a hospital for every like maybe 30 miles or something like that, right?
I don't think it's that bad in Mobile, but sure.
But think about,
you might only have 1 level 3 trauma center within 100 miles.
That's right. Absolutely. But think about, you know, a lot of what like the Affordable Care Act does is, you know, hospitals might like lose a little bit of money for Medicaid recipients. But a lot of what our federal government was doing was, you know, countering those costs for rural hospitals. A lot of rural hospitals are going to be on the line because they just can't afford to stay in business. We've
seen that already.
We'll probably see some more closures.
We've seen closures in Arkansas. I was just reading an article about a series of closures in the Texarkana area. So Arkansas, East Texas, and Louisiana, which are rural populations, and probably about 6-7 hospitals closing because of these cuts. And they're dependent on the revenue cycle and some of the funding from the federal government to keep these hospitals open. So what happens is, when you don't have access, because everything in healthcare, in my opinion, is about access. When I was a healthcare executive before I became an entrepreneur and got on the consulting side, when I was actually an executive leader, I was always going to the CEO and always going to the board and saying that, hey, we need to open up more clinics, especially in urban neighborhoods, because we know that African-Americans, Hispanics, they have a higher concentration of diabetes, obesity, some of the other problems, dental issues. So I said, we got to open some clinics. And it was always like, you know, it's always a very difficult discussion because the score models on those members that don't control their diabetes and don't control their kidney disease and don't control hypertension, it costs us more in the system, because that person that doesn't control their hypertension, they're going to have a stroke eventually.
Not enough prevention.
So if you're a health plan, I want to prevent that person from having a stroke. But to prevent that person from having a stroke, they got to be able to see their doctor.
Yeah.
So it's one thing for me to go to that person and say, hey, you got to see your doctor. You got to have preventative care. But if there's not a clinic there, if they got to go 40 miles to get to the nearest doctor that can support them, these are people that are impoverished. They don't have cars. They can't just hop an Uber and take it across town to go see a nephrologist or a cardiologist. And that, to me, is one of the core issues of healthcare. The people who are most vulnerable, not just urban African-American communities, but rural white communities, they don't have the access.
Yeah.
Because they can't get to a place because there's no clinic there. They have to go an hour just to see someone. And that's why, you know, putting pressure on Capitol Hill and leaders and people like yourself, future leaders of the country, because if we don't have access,
right,
you can't get to the cardiologist to help your health, your heart issue before you have a heart attack.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. So when you were working in those industries and you made that argument, okay, people don't have access and we got to put more work into prevention instead of just like, you know, these people are doing more costs. Was that receptive? And was there anyone else at these high levels of leadership advocating for the same thing?
It was never received well. And damn, I was pulled. And that's part of the reason I'm not on that side of the business anymore, because I was pulled in the back. And we got to cut to a break. But I was pulled in the back once by one of my mentors, somebody I really respect. There's a person that mentored me, helped me to become a good executive. And he pulled me aside. He said, James, you'll never be a CEO and you'll never be a C-suite because you're too focused on helping people.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, the Rubicon, in 3, 2, 1. Paragon 7 Studios.
Hypertension and heart disease, autism, postpartum depression, breast cancer awareness, insurance premiums, HIV testing, root canals, racism, sexism, medicinal marijuana, risk management, yoga, food deserts, Medicare and Medicaid services, domestic violence, obesity, anxiety and depression, DEI, alcoholism, insulin, dopamine addiction, big pharma, and of course, politics. The Rubicon, healthcare for the culture.
You're telling me when I switch to T-Mobile, you'll give me an iPhone 16 Pro and I can keep my old phone?
That's right. No trade-in.
There's always a trade-in.
Not at T-Mobile. For the first time ever, there's no trade-in needed.
No!
Yes. Also at T-Mobile, you save at least 20% versus the other big guys.
I feel like I have to give you something in return for karma. Box of raisins. I'm a mom. A balloon. Banana. Peel.
For the first time ever, when you switch to T-Mobile, get a new iPhone 16 Pro on us and keep your old phone because there's no trade-in needed.
Take whatever you want.
Man, I never did. I say, why you stop eating the pig?
I ain't been in a Polygynous since 1974. And if you knew what was good for you.
Look, I know what's good. I remember when you did, too. I never saw you going all Muslim on.
Ain't that. But I do believe that other faiths have got the pig figured better than us AMEs. See that? If you're checking out, I might feel the need to say a few words.
No, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I love my PJs, but they do repeat on me.
As memory serves, you gotta go with the original sauce, not the kraut and chili like you do.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, the Rubicon, in 3, 2, 1.
Paragon 7 Studios. There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.